Original Agreement to Buy, the 7, 1911. Loma Linda, California, August 7, 1911. Regarding the agreement entered into for the purchase of the 85 acres west of Loma Linda Drive and south of the Colton Road, Elder Burden wrote August 7, 1911, as follows. Our original arrangement or agreement was as follows. Know all men by these presents, that we, the undersigned, do hereby agree together and with each other to purchase the balance of the Kelly tract of land, about 70 acres lying west of the left out $1,000, $18,000.00, or $275, $275.00 per acre, $1,000, $1,000.00, cash to be paid down, $4,000, $4,000 to be paid in 30 days on showing of clear title and completing of legal papers, balance to be paid in 2 yearly payments. Provided, however, that satisfactory rights can be secured for the use of the wastewater now being used to irrigate the same, and to hold the same, not for ourselves, but for the College of Medical Evangelists, to be taken over by the corporation without profit to us whenever the action of the board can be secured, on or before September 1, 1911, or, in case the board does not see its way clear to receive the property by that time, we agree to sell off that portion lying along the Colton Avenue in small tracts at a reasonable advanced price to our brethren, only who desire to purchase, subject to reasonable building restrictions. We further agree to hold the balance of the land subject to purchase by the College of Medical Evangelists for a reasonable price to May 1912. It is distinctly understood by us and with each other that this purchase is not for speculation or private profit, and shall only ask that we individually be reimbursed for actual money invested, including interest, taxes, etc. But if not purchased by the College of Medical Evangelists at the time specified, we shall be at liberty to dispose of the property as may seem best. We invest the amount set opposite our names. There were 85 acres and a fraction at $275 per acre, making nearly $23,500 that we had to pay. Of this amount, $5,500 was paid in cash, and the balance, $18,000, is on 3 years' time at 7% interest. So far, crops have turned out very good. It looks now as though they would pay the interest for this year. The only ones who have become obligated financially in the matter are your mother, Elder Luther Warren, Dr. Shryock, Sister Gotzian, Dr. Burroughs, Brother Scott, and myself. Others offered to help, but so far have not done anything. I feel sure that the college should purchase and hold, at least for the present, the entire tract. I do not believe it would be wise to begin to sell it off at this time. Such a move, I believe, would be unfortunate. I could give reasons for it, but still forbear at present. The other piece of land across the road from it, 47 acres, is still holding for our decision. I think they are quite anxious to sell to us, although they pretend not to be.